圣诞佳节是世人庆贺的日子。
Christmas is a holiday celebration.
这个日子提醒我们，因着耶稣基督诞生，人类的生命再一次有了真实的意义。
It's because this day reminds us that because of the birth of Jesus, mankind has received the meaning of true life again.
经由耶稣在人类历史中真实的存在，我们看到何谓真善美。
Through Jesus' actual place in human's history, we can see the definition of perfection.
我们的罪因为耶稣的死得到了解决。
It is because of the death of Jesus that our sins have been paid.
基督徒有了永生的确据和盼望。
Because of this, Christians have the assurance and hope of eternal life.
然而就算如此，对许许多多的人而言，如果圣诞节代表了是要相信耶稣和他的工作，并且接受耶稣到我们自己生活里面的话。
If actually though Christmas for everyone is about believing in Jesus, understanding his works and accepting him into our lives.
而不是放假、减价和收礼物。这个实际上对许多的人而言并不是一个欢乐的日子。
Then it's not any longer about vacation, sales, or receiving gifts. And then Christmas isn't actually that joyful of a holiday.
而是一个非常大的一个重担和挣扎，不是吗？
Then because of this, isn't it actually a struggle and a burden?
因为从此我们的己不再做主，而是有另一位要过来到我们生命当中，要介入我们的生活。
And because if we accept Jesus into our lives, we are no longer our own master, but then another force, an outside force, takes control of our lives.
圣经也赤裸裸的记载，甚至耶稣他自己肉身的母亲玛利亚和玛利亚的未婚夫约瑟，得知耶稣要经由玛利亚的肚腹成为婴孩来到他们生活当中的时候。
The Bible didn't even hide the fact that Jesus' mother, Mary, and her fiancé, Joseph, they themselves were very perplexed when Jesus went into Mary's womb.
他们一刚开始也是非常的困惑跟震惊，实在很难接受这件事情。
They themselves were very shocked and perplexed and did not know how to accept these facts.
因为耶稣的到来使他们对人生的憧憬和计划要全部改写了。
It's because when Jesus came, everything that they had planned for themselves had to be rewritten.
但是耶稣的到来，神却经过四个梦来启示约瑟去接受耶稣的到来。
But in the coming of Jesus, God sent Joseph four dreams to tell Joseph what to do.
因为约瑟对这个四个梦的回应，他就毅然决然地接受耶稣的来到。
It was through Joseph's responses to these four dreams that showed that he truly accepted Jesus into his life.
玛利亚和约瑟两人这对夫妻就成为人类救恩历史中的一部分。
Mary and Joseph, this couple, became a large part of humankind's salvation.
今天让我们一起来学习约瑟对这个四个梦的反应和一个觉醒。
Let's learn from how Joseph responded to these four different dreams.
因为这个底下的四个梦的经文已经记载在周报里面。
So the scripture for the four dreams are on the back of the bulletin.
所以我就请我的翻译光光用英文来念这四个梦。我们先看第一个梦。
Okay. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph.But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Okay, the second dream. After having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So he got up and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said to the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene.
所以我们中文很简短的把这个四个梦再很简短的说一次。 第一个梦记载在马太福音的第一章18节这边说，耶稣已经成为婴孩在玛利亚的肚子里面，这个时候天使来到玛利亚的未婚夫约瑟的梦中，跟他说，你要娶这个妻子，因为他的受孕是从圣灵而来。 于是约瑟一起来之后，马上就娶了玛利亚为他的妻子。第二个梦，是当玛利亚和约瑟来到伯利恒的时候，在那一段时间，突然希律王知道有一个新生王已经出生了，于是希律王派兵要去追捕，要杀这个婴孩。 约瑟就在晚上的时候，经过天使的启示，知道他必须要赶快启程去逃往埃及。于是约瑟连夜起来，带着家人逃往埃及。这是第二个梦。第三个梦是当希律王死了以后，也就是这个想要杀婴孩的这个王死了以后，天使再一次跟约瑟说， 你现在可以从埃及回到以色列地了。这是第三个梦。第四个梦，当约瑟带着玛利亚和小耶稣正要回到以色列地的时候，发现以色列犹大这个地方，也就是当初他们离开的伯利恒这个地方，当时的王是希律王的一个儿子，叫亚基老， 也是非常残酷的一个人，他发现他不能去。就在这个时候，主又透过这个梦跟约瑟说：“你去回到你以前生长的地方，叫做拿撒勒城。”于是约瑟跟玛利亚带着小耶稣就到了拿撒勒城。这四个梦至少带给约瑟 四个觉醒。
So these four dreams brought Joseph at least four different responses.
第一个，这一个觉醒是让约瑟有一个人生角色的一个转变。The
first awakening is help Joseph change his role.
在马太福音第一章第19节这么说，约瑟是一个义人。According
to Matthew 1:19, Joseph, it said that Joseph was a righteous or a just man.
因此他得知他的未婚妻玛利亚怀孕的事情，这时候是非常的苦恼。It
is because of this when he learned that his fiancée was pregnant that he was very troubled.
那为什么苦恼呢？
And how come he was so troubled?
因为所谓的义人在这边的翻译成义人，更准确的翻译应该是约瑟是一个守律法、守摩西律法、爱神的人。So
a better translation would be to say that Joseph was a law-abiding man who loved God.
而在当时犹太人的习俗和律法当中，一个女孩一旦被许配给一个男人的时候， 在法律上，她已经是她未婚夫的正式妻子了。
According to Jewish tradition, if a woman was betrothed to a man, she was already legally married to him.
如果没有过门却怀了孕，这就代表这女孩与其他人犯了奸淫。
And if she gets pregnant before the official marriage, then it goes to show that she had committed adultery with someone else.
这样的女人根据旧约申命记第22章23节，她所犯的道德错误是要被公开的。
And according to Deuteronomy 22:23, a woman who committed such a sin, the sin needs to be publicized.
并且她要被众人用石头打死。
And this woman needs to be stoned to death by the community.
对于一个全心愿意遵守律法，但是又爱护他未婚妻的玛利亚的约瑟来说，
So to this law-abiding man of Joseph, who loved Mary but also loved the law,
他陷入一个两难的烦恼当中。
He was stuck between a rock and a hard place.
约瑟并不知道玛利亚怀孕的理由。
Joseph couldn't have known where the child came from.
但是他有一件事情非常确定，就是孩子不是他的。
The only thing he was sure of was that it wasn't his own child.
可是他不但想保守玛利亚的性命，他还想保守玛利亚的名誉。
Not only did he want to protect Mary's life, but also wanted to protect her reputation.
于是他想跟玛利亚解除婚约，并且要暗暗的解除婚约，但是他又不知道如何能暗暗的解除婚约。
It's because of this he wanted to divorce Mary quietly, but he didn't know how to go about it.
好让玛利亚不被他人羞辱耻笑。
This is so that Mary wouldn't be ridiculed by others.
那这要怎么办？
So what could he do?
约瑟真是一个非常单纯、恩慈又正直的人。
Joseph is a pure, kind, and upright person.
因为照一般人来说，这个时候做丈夫的苦恼的问题不应该是这个。
To a normal person, as effectively being the husband, the trouble shouldn't have been this.
他的苦恼应该是觉得自己被背叛了。
The trouble should have been the feeling of being betrayed.
他自己美好婚姻的憧憬被破灭了。
His dream marriage probably would have been shattered.
他的利益被剥夺了，这个世界对他不公平。
His rights have been violated.
但是约瑟却以玛利亚的立场来想。
Yet Joseph was trying to see from Mary's point of view.
他真是一个好人。
He truly is a good person.
但是神所要的不单单是如此而已。
But God wanted even more than this.
这个时候神派天使在梦中对约瑟说。
Now God sent an angel to speak to Joseph.
大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕。
Joseph, son of David, do not fear.
只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。
Take your betrothed Mary.
因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生个儿子。
Because a child in her is conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she'll give birth to a son.
你要给她起名叫耶稣，因她要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
Which you shall name Jesus, for he shall save his people out of sin.
就在这个时候，神要约瑟看的角度是这样子的。
It was at this time that God wanted Joseph to see from this point of view.
你不是默默无闻的木匠。
You are not a no-name carpenter.
你是以色列王大卫的子孙。
But you are the descendant of David, the king of Israel.
你要知道你是谁。
You have to know who you are.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
你今天遇到的事是有关神国和他子民的事情。
The circumstances that you see today are significant to God's plan.
你今天遇到的事是神计划里面的事。
What is seen today is in God's plan.
我们今天遇到难处。
When we see hard times now,
通常我们就以我们自己个人的眼光和立场去思考。
We try to solve things based on our own wisdom and our own perspective.
如果没有能力解决，我们就拜托神来帮我们解决我们的问题。
But if we don't have the strength to deal with these problems, it's only then we ask God to help us solve it.
这个并没有错。
This isn't wrong.
圣经也多处告诉我们，我们可以这样子求告我们的神。
The Bible does tell us that we can ask God like this.
但是神要提升约瑟的眼界。
But God wants to elevate Joseph's perspective.
不要再以自己的立场和角度去思考问题。
He doesn't want Joseph to use his own perspective and his own wisdom to solve these problems.
甚至不是以玛利亚的角度去思量。
And nor even look at Mary's perspective to look at these problems.
神要约瑟了解一个更大的奥秘。
God wants Joseph to realize an even greater mystery.
他遇到的难处不是他的难处。
That the trials he is facing aren't his own trials.
乃是神对人类计划救恩里面的一部分。
But a part of God's salvation plan for man.
试想你我如果是约瑟的话。
Imagine if you or I were Joseph.
我们要如何处理我们自己未婚妻怀孕的问题？
How would we look at the problem of having a pregnant fiance?
我们要怎么处理？
What would we do?
人通常把神的旨意和自己的顾虑放在平等的地位来衡量。
Humans tend to put God's will and our own worries on the same plane.
我可以说，如果约瑟是这样子的话，他活不下去，他会精神崩溃。
I can say that if Joseph did this, he wouldn't be able to live at all.
他会一直处在纠结、懊恼、气愤当中。
He'd be in a constant state of internal struggle, constantly regretting.
他会想，我如果答应神的话
啊。He would think, if I did say yes to God,
那谁又会相信他的话呢？
Then who's going to believe my explanation?
谁又会听他的解释呢？
Who's going to believe what I say?
他和他的家人将一辈子面对人家的闲言闲语、指指点点。
And then he and his family would become the subject of the town's gossip.
他如果不答应神的话，他又会得罪了至高无上的神。
And if he says no to God, then he'll have displeased an almighty God.
怎么办？
What to do then?
我们一旦把神的意思放在与自己对等的地位，
If we put God's will and our own worries on the same plane,
我们就有说不完的理由要与神争取自己的主权。
Then we'll have endless excuses to argue with God.
而且这将会成为一个永不止息的拔河。
And this will become an unwinnable tug of war.
从地上的思维去分析，
If we use an earthly perspective to evaluate things,
这个难处就会成为不是我要将就神，就是要神将就我。
It becomes a thing of either we are working for God or God is working for us.
但是一旦认知现在的处境的难处乃是神国计划里面一部分的话，或者步骤之一的话，
But once we realize all the difficulties we face in life are actually a part of God's plan,
这个难处就不是我的了，而是神的了。
Then we realize the problems we face are not ours, but God's.
也是荣耀的。
And this makes even our problems glorious.
多少见证告诉我们，坦然接受神赐的环境为呼召，繁衍出来的力道和骨牌效应是国度性的。
How many testimonies have already told us that if we humbly accept all the hard times we go through as God's calling,
是超乎你我可以想象的。
The impact goes beyond what we could even think of.
多少个寡妇一旦知道他们看似痛苦的处境，实际上也是神的计划的时候。
How many widows have said that their painful experience once they realized was God's plan?
他们就能成为其他的寡妇的安慰和祝福。
They are able to comfort other widows.
不会永无止境的陷在哀怨当中。
They won't constantly fall into a state of despair.
认为这世界对自己是何等的不公平。
Thinking that the world is very unfair to them.
多少患过癌症的人。
How many patients with cancer?
如果真的了解这是神在他们身上的计划的时候。
If they understood that their pain is a part of God's plan.
他们就能成为其他癌症患者的亮光和安慰，而不是我很倒霉。
Then they can be a light and comfort to other patients, and they won't just be continuously saying, "Woe is me."
哥林多后书二章第哥林多后书第一章第四节说，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Second Corinthians 1:4 says, "God is God who comforts us in all our affliction." So that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
基督徒的患难和困境乃是至高神的计划之一。
All trials and troubles that Christians face are a part of the Almighty God's plans.
一旦天使对约瑟说完话以后
once the angel finished speaking to Joseph,
约瑟一醒来立刻顺服采取行动，他就迎娶了玛利亚过门。
And then Joseph woke up and immediately followed through and married Mary.
使耶稣进入他的生命里，进入到他的家中。
Very literally accepting Jesus into his house and his life.
他完全的顺服，为孩子起名叫耶稣。
And even signifying his total submission, he named the child Jesus.
代表他愿意负起耶稣在地上做父亲的责任，承认耶稣来到世上救人的任务。
Because in that tradition, the person who names a child admits that he is a father, so he signifies that he is Jesus' earthly father and recognizing Jesus' mission to save the world.
约瑟的眼界提升了。
Joseph's perspective has been elevated.
他在环境上得胜了。
He has overcome his circumstance.
他从许多人眼中所谓的受害者成为一个得胜者。
He has gone from what other people would consider a victim to becoming a victor.
约瑟不再以凭着自己的力量要去做个义人。
Joseph no longer relies on his own strength to be a righteous man.
以人的角度，他应付不了，也承担不了自己的难处的。
As a human, he can not single-handedly take on this burden.
在这个时候，他乃是愿意让自己的生命成为神国计划里的一部分。
But rather, he gave up his entire life to God's plan.
他的生命这个时候就有了使命了。
And because of this, his life can now contain a mission.
同样的，在基督里。
In the same way, in Christ.
你我是神的种子。
You and I are God's children.
进而耶稣说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
It's because of this, Jesus said, we are to go and make disciples.
如果我们有约瑟的觉醒的话，
If we all had the same awakening that Joseph did,
今天我们的生命，我们所遇到所有事情，就是神荣耀计划里面的一部分。
Then we need to realize that every part of our lives is part of God's glorious plan.
其中的难处的经历，将是成为别人成为基督门徒的管道和阶梯。
So in the end, all the difficulties that we face are help other people become disciples of Jesus.
第二个约瑟的认知是，他了解到进入他生命的耶稣是谁了。
The second awakening that Joseph went through was truly understanding who Jesus is.
约瑟之前以为婴孩的出现是烦恼和困难的开始。
Before this understanding, Joseph thought that the news of the conception of Jesus brought trouble and difficulty.
天使却告诉约瑟，你要知道婴孩是谁呀，你要先知道他是谁。
The angel told Joseph that first you have to know who this Jesus is.
他不单只是神计划里要来到世界上的一个人物。
Not only is he sent by God to be man.
他乃是拯救神的子民脱离罪恶，并以人的形状要与我们同在的神。
He is fully God in flesh who has come to save a man from sin.
一旦了解耶稣是拯救我们，是以马内利。
And once Joseph realized who Jesus was and that he is Emmanuel,
所有相关的难处都变成次要的了。
All the surrounding troubles become secondary.
这些事情也都化作恩典了。
And in all honesty, all these troubles have become blessings.
很多人很难接受耶稣。
A lot of people have trouble accepting Jesus.
认为耶稣是来定我们罪的。
Thinking that Jesus has come to condemn us of our sins.
来到我们生命当中找我们麻烦。
To come into our lives and accuse us.
天天让我有罪恶感。
So that we feel guilty and ashamed of our sins.
实际上不论耶稣有没有来啊。
Come on, it doesn't matter whether or not Jesus actually comes.
我们的罪老早是因为我们的思想和行为已经定了。
Our guilt is already here because of what we thought and what we do.
耶稣是要来，是要赦免我们的罪的。
Jesus is actually here to save us from our sins.
很多人很难接受耶稣。
A lot of people have trouble accepting Jesus.
因为他们把耶稣当作是与自己平等地位的一个角色。
Because they put Jesus and themselves on the same plane.
要与自己争夺世界观、价值观、时间和金钱。
Someone who you compete with for moral code, for time and for money.
不不不，不是这样的。
Not at all.
他实际上，耶稣是神爱的彰显。是来释放我们在神的旨意当中得自由的。
In truth, he is the manifestation of God's love, and he is here to liberate us in God.
第三个觉醒是约瑟在信心和顺服下开始了经历了神的供应和印证。
The third awakening that Joseph experienced was experiencing God by faith.
乍看之下，约瑟因着梦的启示而做出的种种行为实在是非常冒险。
At a glance, Joseph's actions after these dreams could even be considered ridiculous.
不可思议，好像也非常孤单的。
It doesn't make any sense, and it's probably actually very lonely as well.
哎，就是因着一个梦啊，约瑟很可能就不顾家人的反对，就把已经怀孕的玛利亚娶过门了。
Because of just one dream, he probably went against the wishes of his family and married an already pregnant Mary.
因着梦，他带着玛利亚和婴孩就四处奔波，甚至有一次。带着才几个月大的耶稣，全家在夜里临时启程逃难。
Because of a dream, he woke up, took Mary and baby Jesus, and went traveling. Jesus was probably only a couple months old at this time.
他的境遇似乎是非常破落的。
These experiences are very pitiful.
落魄。纵然他的信心再大，他会不会在这些困难当中开始自己问自己一些问题？
Even if he has great faith, after a while, wouldn't he start asking himself if these are the right things to do?
这一切发生负面的情况真的是出于神的吗？
Are these dreams and these commands actually from God?
实际上，神实在是非常体贴我们的。神不断地加添约瑟的信心，让他知道他并不孤单。
Yet God is a very understanding God. Not only did God continuously increased Joseph's faith, he also reminded him continuously he wasn't alone.
神至少用三个方式加添约瑟的信心。
There are at least three ways that God increased Joseph's faith.
第一，当他凭信心迎娶玛利亚之后，他一定也从玛利亚的口中得知，天使也对玛利亚讲了同样的信息。
Once he married Mary by faith, Mary must have told him about her own encounter with an angel.
当耶稣出生以后，居然有不认识的牧羊人因着天使的引导来寻找他们，来庆贺耶稣的诞生。
After Jesus was born, shepherds they did not know actually came to where Jesus was and came to celebrate his birth.
之后过了一段时间，居然有外国从东方很远外国来的博士来到他们家当中要拜耶稣。
And after some time afterwards, wise men from the faraway east actually came to worship Jesus.
这一再的印证，耶稣是从神来的。
These events confirmed to Joseph that Jesus is from God.
接待耶稣到家中是神对约瑟的呼召。
It's to remind Joseph of his calling to bring Jesus into his family.
而只有约瑟用信心顺服踏出第一步的时候
，It was only once Joseph stepped out by faith.
他才得到更多的印证，信心更加的坚定。
That he received confirmation and his faith increased.
而约瑟看到东方博士因着梦的启示，便不回耶路撒冷，而走另一条路线回国的时候。
And also when Joseph saw that the wise men took another route home and didn't go through Jerusalem,
他就更容易接受之后天使对他梦中的启示跟警告。可以带着全家连夜起身逃离希律大帝的追杀。
It also helped him, this helped him accept the later dream, which told him to escape in the middle of the night.
也只有当他举家迁移到埃及的行动开始以后。
And it was probably only when he started to flee to Egypt that he realized.
他那个时候才明了神借着博士带来的礼物奇妙了，供应他日后一两年漂泊的盘缠。
That the gifts from the wise men, the gold and everything, became his family's provision.
只有凭信心而行，就能越来越能经历神无微不至的照顾。
It is only through through walking by faith that he experienced God's provision more and more.
有的时候不经历客观的危机，我们就不明白神实际上有一直在保护我们。
Many times if we don't go through difficulties ourselves, we can't actually experience God's provision.
不经历缺乏的环境，我们就不知道神实际上一直有在供应。
And if we don't go through hard times, it's very hard to understand that God is always providing.
不经历黑夜，我们就不知道星光的存在。
And without knowing true darkness, we can't actually see the light of the stars.
很多的印证、供应和带领是经过顺服之后，我们才经历得到的。
It is really only after submitting fully that we can see the confirmation and provision of God.
今天神可能借着圣经讲台或者年长弟兄姊妹的话语祷告，对你我有特别的呼召。
Today God may call you through scripture, through sermons, through brothers and sisters, or through prayer, calling us to do something.
你我愿意回应吗？
Are we willing to respond?
你我愿意踏出信心的第一步吗？
Are we willing to take that first step of faith?
不要再持续彷徨怀疑，我们就能像约瑟一样。
If we are no longer willing to hesitate and doubt, then we can become like Joseph.
我们就能够得到更多的印证。我们的信心就更加添。
And we'll receive more confirmation and experience God more and more.
第四个觉醒是约瑟了解神眷顾人的梦想。
The fourth awakening that Joseph had was that God remembers our own dreams.
约瑟把自己放下，把自己全然放在神的计划当中。
So Joseph laid down his whole life, and trusted himself to God's plan.
那他的权益呢？他自己的梦想呢？
And what about himself? What about his dreams?
他自己的婚姻呢？
What about his marriage?
实际上神并没有忘记约瑟的利益的。
In the end, we can see that God didn't forget about Joseph.
神并没有忘记约瑟的所爱。
God didn't forget about his desires.
只是神预备更好的，是超过约瑟所求所想的。
It's just that God planned something even better for Joseph than he could have dreamed.
实际上从马太福音的经文当中我们看得出来，实际上约瑟对他自己的人生有梦。
The book of Matthew shed some light on Joseph's dreams for himself.
实际上他很希望能够娶玛利亚过门，因为他非常的爱玛利亚。
In truth, we can see that he really wanted to marry Mary and that he loved Mary.
他今天之所以苦恼，是因为他苦恼要如何暗暗的休妻。
Why else would he go through so much trouble to try to divorce her quietly?
他想安定，他想在熟悉的以色列环境当中有一个安歇之地。
He wanted to settle down, in the familiar land of Israel.
他也许希望能够好好安歇下来，做一个木匠。
He probably wanted to settle down and be a good carpenter.
但是神给约瑟的梦似乎破灭了他原先有的自己的梦。
However, the four dreams that God gave to Joseph shattered his original dreams.
他自己原来一生的计划都没了。
Everything that he planned for his life are all gone.
约瑟在这时候也非常谨慎的，在耶稣出生之前没有跟玛利亚同房。
And Joseph himself was very careful to not sleep with Mary before Jesus was born.
好像连他自己应该有的夫妻关系都没有。
Seems like even the relationship he was supposed to have in marriage was not there.
而他在地上的需要呢？他自己的需要呢？
What about his own earthly needs?
而先求神的国和神的这的义，这一切都要加给你。
But as Matthew says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
最后，神赐给约瑟和玛利亚许多的孩子。
In the end, God gave Joseph and Mary many children.
根据马可福音第六章第三节告诉我们，耶稣至少有四个弟弟，两个妹妹。
According to Mark 6:3, Jesus had at least four brothers and two sisters.
其中他两个弟弟还写下新约的两本书。
Two of these brothers wrote books in the New Testament.
其中一个弟弟雅各也做了教会的领袖，服侍了第一代的新约教会。
One of the brothers, James, even became a leader in the early church, blessing many of the early Christians.
他们一家成为历代基督徒的祝福。
Because of this family's obedience, that God blessed this family.
因为约瑟玛利亚的顺服，神使用也祝福了这个家。Because of the obedience, God has blessed and used this family. 两年前，我带领一个在中国的女学生信主。
Two years ago, I helped bring a female high school student to Christ.
她受洗以后就写信给我说。
After she got baptized, she wrote me an email.
她说她信主以后好喜乐，好高兴。
After accepting Christ in her life, she had a lot of joy.
可是有一件事情让她非常的纠结。
However, there's one thing in her life that greatly troubled her.
因为她有一个相识已久而且非常要好的男朋友。
Because she had a very faithful and good boyfriend.
虽然这个男朋友并不排斥基督教，但是就是不愿意信主。
He didn't have anything against Christianity, but he just didn't believe himself.
她问我说该怎么办。
So she asked me what to do.
信仰不同，也还没论及婚嫁。她说她应该跟她男朋友分手吗？
They had different faiths and they had yet to talk about marriage. So she asked, should she just break up with him?
我不知道你要怎么回信。
I don't know how you would respond.
结果就在这个时候，她的男朋友也写一个 email 给我，写一个电邮给我。
And at the same time, the guy himself emailed me as well.
他说为什么他的女朋友信基督教以后就想跟他保持距离呢？
How come once the girl had accepted Christ, how come she wanted to keep so much distance from him?
他说这种宗教他很难接受。
A religion that has something like this is very hard for him to accept.
他很痛苦。
He was in a lot of pain.
他也问我说该怎么办。
He asked me as well what to do.
我同时接到他们两个人的来信，我也不知道怎么办。
And when receiving emails from both sides, I didn't know what to do.
我也很难过，我不知道怎么回。
And I was very troubled, and I didn't know how to respond.
之后我就还是写了信给这两个学生，我说请他们暂时分开。
In the end, I emailed both students, asking them to break up.
我并且对这个女学生讲了下面的故事。
And I told the female student this story.
中国属灵伟人尼陀生在年轻的时代有一个青梅竹马的恋人，他的名字叫张品慧。
So Chinese spiritual giant Watchman Nee had a childhood sweetheart named Ping Hui.
张品慧的父亲是一位医生，他们的家境富裕。
Ping Hui's father was a doctor, and her family was very wealthy.
张品慧长得美丽、聪颖、活泼，读书成绩。也非常的理想。
She was beautiful and smart, and she was very good in her studies.
就在那个年代，她就已经是燕京大学生物系少有的硕士。
And even in the 1920s, she managed to get a master's degree from Peking University.
尼托生自己也非常的优秀聪明。
Watchman Nee himself was very smart.
但是他信主以后，他就毅然决然做一个传道人，把一生奉献给主。
However, once he accepted Christ, he was determined to become a preacher and dedicate his life to God.
尼托生就自1920年起接力地向他女朋友张品慧传福音。
Starting in 1920, Watchman Nee put all his effort to evangelize to Ping Hui and to get her to accept Christ.
为他不愿意接受。
However, she was not willing to believe.
结果尼托生经过两年的痛苦挣扎，最后终于决定为主放弃了品慧。
After 2 years of struggle, eventually Watchman Nee decided to give up the relationship to God and broke up with Ping Hui.
然而神有恩典。
Yet God's grace is still there.
十多年以后，品慧居然经由其他的遇境下就信了主。
More than a decade later, Ping Hui came to Christ through other means.
尼陀生与张品慧两人恢复交往。
So the two of them reunited.
张品慧并且参加尼陀生的教会的聚会，后来两家也谈起了婚事，到最后结婚了。
平辉 ended up joining Watchman Nee's church, and in the end they got married.
文革的时候，尼陀生因为信仰就入狱20多年。
During the Cultural Revolution, Watchman Nee was jailed for his faith.
结果张品慧因着不肯与丈夫离婚，就被打成反革命。
Ping Hui was not willing to divorce him, and as such was labeled as an anti-revolutionist.
她对尼陀生一辈子不离不弃。
She was faithful to Watchman Nee all her life.
尼陀生因为爱神，他就舍弃了他自己的最爱。
Because Watchman Nee loved God, he gave up his own love.
但是神纪念他。
Yet God remembered him.
神建立品慧的信心之后，再加倍的还给尼陀生，成为他属灵的伴侣跟祝福。
God took Ping Hui, built up her faith, and then returned her to Watchman Nee as a blessing.
结果这个女学生听完我讲的故事以后，
Once this female student heard the story,
她说为了信仰的缘故，她要与男朋友分手。
That because of her faith, she would break up with her boyfriend.
她愿意相信神的安排。
And that she would rather trust God's leading.
实际上我知道她的决定以后，我一方面是非常的感谢主。
Once I heard her decision, on one hand, I was very happy, interested, and thank God.
另一方面，我的心情也很复杂。
And on the other hand, my emotions were a mess.
结果之后，我们几乎一年没有正式的通信。
For about a year after the incident, we didn't really communicate by email.
今年的六月，这个女孩子就送个电邮给我，并且附上好几张照片。
This past June, the female student emailed me a bunch of pictures.
原来是她参加了这个男生受洗典礼的庆祝照。
In the end, she was attending her ex-boyfriend's baptism ceremony.
这个男生在一个宣教士的带领底下受洗信主了。
In the end,
信主受洗。
Eventually, this guy had accepted Jesus through a missionary and was baptized.
照片中充满他们彼此感恩的笑容。
The pictures captured their gratefulness and their joy.
我看了这个 email, 我自己是眼泪都掉下来。
And seeing this email, even I started crying.
我虽然不知道他们现在是否是属于男女朋友的阶段，还是不是。
I don't know whether right now they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
但是我却知道他们在基督里是彼此扶持的好弟兄姊妹。
But I do know that in Christ they are supportive brothers and sisters.
有的时候顺服神好像是打乱了我们人生计划。
Sometimes it seems like submitting to God. It requires us to destroy our own life plans.
但是神会纪念的。
However, God will remember.
什么叫做以神的国为念呢？
What does it mean to be mindful of God's kingdom?
什么叫做耶稣是我家之主呢？
What does it mean that Jesus is the head of our household?
乃是不再以自己为中心，而是耶稣是主。
It means that we are no longer the master of our own lives, but that Jesus is the head.
也深信主能眷顾我们的所需。
And that we will fully trust that God will remember our need.
约瑟跟玛利亚一样，他顺服主。
Joseph was the same as Mary, and they were both very obedient.
这对夫妻就成就了神国的大事。
Together, this couple accomplished something great in God's kingdom.
使我们今天众人都得福。
And it's because of them that we are all blessed today.
约瑟和玛利亚一家经由人生角色的一个转变。
Through the transformation of Joseph and Mary's household,
凭着信心顺服神的带领。
They experienced God's providence.
他们踏出信心的第一步的时候，就开始经历神的眷顾。
And then when they stepped out in faith, they came to know God more.
是一个真实神所喜悦、真正有以马内利的家。
That they became a God-pleasing household and a family of Emmanuel.
今天你我愿意把我们人生在世的生活眼界从地上提升到神的国度吗？
Are you and I willing to elevate our perspective today from an earthly point of view to God's point of view?
你我愿意以信心来经历神的供应和应许吗？
Are we willing to experience God by stepping out in faith?
神必不亏待我们。
God will not shortchange us.
他也会把最好的赏赐给我们。
And he'll give us the best.
Amen.